Hi and welcome back. This is lesson two and we're going to be looking at the shadow part of you, our shadow aspects and how we sabotage ourselves with our shadow self. This is a really, really interesting process, and if you love what you hear, because obviously with having 12 lessons in this program, I can only go into so much detail about each lesson. If you love what you hear here and you're really in resonance with it and think it's something that can help you, you can refer to Debbie Ford's work, and she does a lot about the shadow, and it's very interesting. So what is your shadow self? Your shadow, and it sounds very dark and sinister, doesn't it? But it's not really. Your shadow is a collective of the parts of you that you don't like. The parts of you that are wounded, that are stuck, that are in pain still, parts of you that are still yet to heal, parts of you that are not all love and light, basically. And these parts of us come up, don't they, in situations where people touch that hot button and it's like lighting the touch paper, and suddenly a day that was going really, really well turns into something where you're ranting or shouting or fly off the handle, or you say something mean or hurtful to someone and you don't know where that came from, because it's not the way that you usually are. It's not the part of you that you project out there into the world, the love and light part of you. It's part of your shadow. It's part of those deep wounds, those beliefs and those patterns that we work really hard at trying to suppress, because we want to be all healed and love and light and everything is fine. But you are perfect in your imperfection. You really are, because you're human. And you're here on a journey like everyone else, and we have ego and we have personality and we also have a history. We've had shit happen to us. We've had stuff that's happened to us that hasn't been good, because we're here on Earth, and Earth is one of the toughest schools in the galaxy. It's hard and the lessons just keep on coming, and there are battle scars associated with those lessons that perhaps we don't like to acknowledge. Perhaps we just want to fluff over them and make everything okay and pixie and unicorn our life up and make it all fabulous. But in actual fact, there are wounds there and there are hurts there and there's trauma there that, if it's unresolved, it's still there in your vibration and it's still active in your vibration. And this also affects your flow, and I'm going to go on to that later. But it also means that there are emotional patterns within you that can be triggered with different things that happen in your life, different stimulus, different people. People can say things, people can do things. Someone can pull out at a roundabout and cut you up, or get into the parking space that you need and you've got your kid and you have to rush in and get milk. And suddenly your shadow plays out and you become a person that you don't really want to be. That's not you. So that is the shadow, and we've all got one, as I say. I sometimes say in my club and on my page that this is the moment when my halo chokes me, when something goes wrong and suddenly my halo is around my neck choking me and I want to rant and scream and say stuff that I know doesn't serve me, but my shadow plays out. So what do you do about that? Well, the first thing you need to do is acknowledge that you've got one. Because guess what? You're human, so you've got one, and I'm human and I've got one too. And just by stepping back from the behaviour, the thoughts and the feelings, and acknowledging that you have got this shadow aspect of you, and allow it to exist, makes you more authentic, and it makes you real, and it makes you create more of that vibration of congruence as well. So know that you've got one. And also know that your shadow can be a gift. It can be a gift, because there are aspects of shadow that can really motivate us and that can help us. And everything is a gift in unusual packaging. All the lessons that come your way, all the reflections that come your way, all the shit that happens in our lives is a gift in unusual packaging. And it might not appear to be a gift at the time, and often it doesn't appear to be a gift at the time, and you might think, well, I certainly didn't order this, thank you very much, I'm not going to unwrap that, I'm not interested in that lesson, but there'll be a gift in there somewhere. And you usually can't see the gift when you're actually going through the lesson, but there will be gifts in your shadow aspects. For example, one of my shadow aspects was a real fear of not being able to make enough money doing what I loved. And I became really defensive about this and very fearful about this and had quite a nasty attitude about it when people would talk to me about it. And people who cared about me would say things like, well, maybe you should get a proper job if this isn't working. And I would go mad, I would go boom bananas and tell them that they didn't know and they were dream stealers and it was gonna happen. And it was just like them pulling the top off a scab for me, and all this emotion and pain would come gushing out. But actually that was a part of me based on past experience where I had been very financially unstable and things had hit the fan for me in my life. And there was a lot of fear associated with that. And although I'd kind of fluffed over it and I was getting my shit together and living the kind of life that I really wanted to live, I hadn't dealt with that. It was still part of my shadow and I was still in fear about it. So every now and then someone would press that button and I would go boom. And it was like watching someone else. It wasn't me talking. It didn't feel like me. It was just an automatic pattern that I clicked into and I went absolutely bananas about. But the gift in that, the absolute gift in that shadow aspect of me, when I acknowledged it, when I stopped trying to hide it, and when I stopped trying to pretend that it didn't exist, because it totally did exist, and people certainly knew it existed when they mentioned it to me, once I stepped back and I thought, wow, I've got this pattern, I've got this really defensive, hurt, painful, traumatic pattern that plays out when people hit that button, what's that all about? And I started to go back and do some work on healing that and healing the situation that I've been in. Loads of different stuff came into play. Forgiveness, which we're going to look at later. Law of attraction. Shit card, which I'm going to tell you about later as well. And I went through the process of identifying what it was and helping to release that and heal it. And that really helped me. I didn't heal it completely. It took quite a long time to heal that. But I also started to look at ways that I could use that fear and that pain to motivate me to make a difference. And it really did motivate me to make a difference, because the gift in that old pattern for me, the gift in that shadow aspect for me, was the fact that I became really relentless in proving people wrong, because I wanted, my ego fueled me in order to be right, that I could make a success of this. And once I started and once I realized that, you know, maybe coming at it from an ego perspective wasn't the best, and I started to resolve that within myself and behave differently and think differently. But the wheels had already started turning then, and I was already getting success. I was already reaching out to people and creating the kind of business that I wanted to and making money at it. I started getting different evidence for that. And I started to bolster up my self-worth again and realize that actually this shadow aspect of me was healing, but it had also fueled me in a direction to run after my dreams and take massive action in order to create what I wanted. So what to do about these shadow aspects? Well, first of all, you need to observe yourself. You need to step back from your day-to-day life and from that stream of consciousness that we all have running around in our head. And you have to become mindful and conscious of what is triggering you and how you feel, because that's the clue as to which shadow aspect is playing out. When you feel like someone's knocked the top off a scab or pressed your hot button or your halo is choking you, and it's normally your nearest and dearest who do this as well, I have to say, because they are the masters in our lives that have come in order to help us to heal these shadow aspects and to expand our consciousness. Once you've found out what those shadow aspects are and what's triggering them, then you can look for the gift. Look for the gift inside your shadow self and your shadow aspects, so you can start then celebrating the gift and putting them to better use, rather than letting them control you unconsciously. And I hope that helps about shadow aspects, and I'll see you again in the next lesson.